listener production.
Hey, it's Amy Ross with you. It's now been revealed the Sydney Bishop was stabbed up to six times on Monday night. A 16-year-old boy will face a bedside hearing today after being charged with a terrorism offence. New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb alleges this was a targeted attack.
We also allege that the boy had travelled for 90 minutes to attend that location from his home address. He is a 16-year-old. He will appear at a children's court.
Fears the state's health system won't be able to cope with the winter onslaught of flu and COVID outbreaks. The Nurses Union is warning Tassie Health Services to get on top of workforce shortages now, before winter arrives. The timber industry is standing behind Labor following the Liberal election policy to open up more native forest logging. Nick Steele from the Tasmanian Forest Products Association says the industry can be sustainable in the state.
It wasn't supported by us. We were very disappointed in their view around going forward in terms of just that plan around future the potential production forest land.
The Liberals say they need native logging for homes and to prevent bushfires. Meantime, the Greens are continuing to put pressure on the government to can the Mac Point Stadium project after the goods shed was listed as a permanent heritage site. And there's a call for immediate action on vaping laws. Proposed laws to ban the sale, supply and commercial possession of vapes has already passed the lower house, but they're being held up in the Senate. Health ministers from around the country are urging federal parliament to take action so that kids don't become addicted. Aussie Alex de Minaur is out of the Barcelona Open, going down in straight sets overnight to Frenchman Arthur Fils. It comes a day after he knocked out champ Rafael Nadal. And a new signing for the Jackies, 6'11 forward Gorjok Gak, has signed on for 1 year following a stint with South Melbourne.